Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Have you ever felt like you're living in a world that's against you? Like the darkness is closing in and you're struggling to find the light? You're not alone. We all go through seasons of doubt, of fear, of uncertainty. But what if I told you that there's a voice that's whispering hope into your ear? A voice that's been speaking to humanity for centuries, guiding us through the stormy waters of life? That voice is God's. And today, He's saying something remarkable. You will testify of my goodness. But what does that mean? And how can we trust Him in the midst of chaos? I want to ask you, have you ever felt like God is speaking directly to you? It's a sensation that's hard to describe. A gentle whisper in your ear, a still small voice that pierces your soul. It's as if He's saying, I'm here, I'm with you, and I've got this. But how do we know when it's really Him? The answer is simple. His goodness is a signpost to His presence. When we experience His goodness, we can be sure that He's near. Think about it. When was the last time you experienced an answered prayer? When was the last time God showed up in your life and proved Himself faithful? It might have been a small thing, a gentle breeze on a hot summer day, a kind word from a stranger, or a surprise blessing from an unexpected source. Whatever it was a reminder that God is good, and He's always at work in our lives. But here's the thing. His goodness isn't just about answered prayers or miracles. It's about the everyday moments we often overlook. It's about the sunrise on a new day, the sound of birds singing in the morning, or the warmth of a loved one's hug. These are all signs of God's goodness, and they're all reminders that He's with us every step of the way. As the dawn breaks, and the first light of day touches the earth, a profound message echoes through the stillness. You will testify of my goodness. This is not just a promise. It is a divine assurance that speaks to the deepest parts of our souls. The promise that you will testify of my goodness is a beacon of light in our often turbulent lives. It's a reminder that beyond the chaos and the noise, there exists a divine order, a plan meticulously crafted with our ultimate good in mind. This promise invites us to look beyond our present circumstances and trust in a future where His goodness will manifest in ways we cannot yet comprehend. Imagine standing at the edge of the Red Sea with no way forward and an army behind you. In that moment, God's promise to testify of His goodness becomes not just a hopeful sentiment, but a lifeline. Just as He parted the waters for the Israelites, He will make a way where there seems to be no way in your life. This is the God who delights in showing His power and love in the most unexpected ways. The journey of faith is seldom easy, but it's in the valleys of life that we often find the most profound testimonies of God's goodness. It's in these moments of struggle and uncertainty that His grace shines the brightest. When we are weak, He is strong. When we are lost, He is our guide. Each trial becomes a stepping stone to a greater testimony. There are times when God's goodness seems hidden, when the darkness around us feels overwhelming. In these moments, we must hold on to the truth of His character. God is inherently good, and His goodness is not dependent on our circumstances. Even when we cannot see it, we must trust that He is working all things together for our good. One of the most profound aspects of God's goodness is His faithfulness. He never abandons us, even when we stray. His love is relentless, pursuing us through every twist and turn of our lives. No matter how far we wander, He is always there, ready to bring us back and shower us with His grace and mercy.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The testimonies of God's goodness are woven throughout the fabric of the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, we see a God who is intimately involved in the lives of His people, continually showing up in miraculous and unexpected ways. These stories serve as powerful reminders that the same God who was faithful then is faithful now. God's goodness is not always about removing us from our difficulties, but about transforming us through them. He uses our trials to refine our character, to draw us closer to Him, and to prepare us for greater things. Our testimonies often come from the places of our greatest pain, where His healing and restoration shine the brightest. As we journey through life, we'll face challenges and obstacles. We'll encounter people who don't understand us, and situations that seem insurmountable. But even in those moments, God is saying, "I am with you." He's saying, "I am good." And when we remember this truth, everything changes. I know it's easy to get caught up in our own struggles and forget about God. But when we do, we miss out on the greatest adventure of all. So let's make a conscious decision to seek Him today. Let's ask Him to reveal Himself in new and exciting ways. Let's ask Him to show us His goodness. And when He does show up, let's respond with gratitude. Let's praise Him for His goodness and faithfulness. Let's worship Him with our whole hearts and minds. Because when we do, we'll discover that His goodness is not just something we experience. It's something we can testify about. So what does it mean to testify of God's goodness? It means sharing our stories with others. It means being vulnerable and honest about our struggles and triumphs. It means telling others about the ways God has shown up in our lives and changed us forever. And when we testify of God's goodness, something amazing happens. Others begin to see Him too. They begin to experience His presence and power for themselves. They start to understand that He's not just a distant figure. He's a real and living God who cares deeply about their lives. But testifying of God's goodness isn't just about sharing our stories. It's also about trusting Him in the midst of uncertainty. It's about believing that even when things don't make sense, He is good and faithful. And when we do trust Him, even when everything else fails us, that's when we experience true freedom. Think about it. When was the last time you felt truly free? When was the last time you didn't care about what others thought or said? When was the last time you knew without a doubt that everything was going to be okay? That feeling is possible when we trust God in all things. And trust me, there will be times when trusting God feels like walking through fire. There will be times when it feels like He's silent or distant. But even in those moments, His goodness remains constant, like a rock that never changes or moves. So, how can we trust God in those moments? How can we trust Him when everything around us seems to be falling apart? The answer is simple: by focusing on His character, by remembering that He is good and loving. God isn't just some distant deity who created the universe and then left us to figure things out on our own. No. He's an intimate partner who walks alongside us every step of the way. And if we'll let Him, He'll guide us through even the darkest valleys. And when we trust Him like that, when we trust His goodness, even when everything else fails us, that's when miracles happen. That's when healing takes place, both physically and emotionally. That's when relationships are restored and new opportunities arise. So don't give up hope today. Don't lose faith in God because things aren't going according to plan. Instead, remember His goodness. Remember His character. And trust Him with your whole heart. And as you do, you'll start to notice something remarkable. His presence becomes more real to you. You'll feel His peace and guidance more profoundly. You'll start to experience His goodness in ways you never thought possible. That might look different for each of us. It might look like an answered prayer or a surprise blessing or simply a sense of peace in the midst of chaos. But whatever it looks like, it will always be evidence of God's goodness and love for us. Now, dear brothers and sisters, are there people in the Bible that testified the goodness of God? Yes, here are a few examples. Hannah, who was barren, prayed earnestly for a child. When God granted her a son, she testified of His goodness by dedicating Samuel to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of Him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. David, the shepherd king, often testified to God's goodness in the Psalms. One of the most famous examples is Psalm 23, where he declares, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Mary testified of God's goodness when she learned she would bear the Messiah. Her song of praise, the Magnificat, includes, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, All generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. Paul, despite suffering many trials and a thorn in the flesh, testified to God's sustaining grace. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Peter testified of God's deliverance after being miraculously freed from prison. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." After enduring immense suffering, Job testified of God's sovereignty and goodness. "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." After her encounter with Jesus at the well, the Samaritan woman testified of his goodness to her fellow townspeople. "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" A man born blind testified of Jesus' miraculous healing. He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." John, exiled on the island of Patmos, testified of God's revelation to him. "I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus." Ruth, after experiencing God's providence through Boaz, testified of his goodness. Naomi's friends praised God, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian, redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel." Nehemiah testified of God's favor when he shared his plans to rebuild Jerusalem's walls. "I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the king had said to me. They replied, 'Let us start rebuilding.' So they began this good work." Esther testified to God's providence when she courageously approached the king to save her people. "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Elijah testified to God's power on Mount Carmel. "Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the sacrifice, and the people declared, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Gideon testified of God's reassurance and peace. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." After being saved from the fiery furnace, they testified to God's deliverance. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants." They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Anna testified to God's fulfillment of his promise when she saw the infant Jesus. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Mary Magdalene testified of Jesus' resurrection. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Joseph endured betrayal by his brothers, slavery, and imprisonment. Despite these hardships, he testified to God's goodness when he forgave his brothers, saying, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." After God parted the Red Sea, Moses led the Israelites in a song of praise, testifying to God's deliverance. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." After being thrown into the lion's den for his faithfulness to God, Daniel was miraculously spared. He testified of God's protection. "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight." These examples from the Bible highlight the diverse ways in which God's goodness has been testified throughout history, offering encouragement and inspiration for us to recognize and share his goodness in our own lives. As we have journeyed through these powerful testimonies of God's goodness, we see a common thread woven through each story: God's unwavering faithfulness and boundless love. These biblical figures faced immense challenges, yet their lives were transformed by the touch of the divine. Their testimonies serve as a beacon of hope, reminding us that the same God who worked wonders in their lives is at work in ours. Today, you might find yourself in the midst of trials, facing mountains that seem insurmountable. Remember that God's promise, "You will testify of my goodness," is as true for you as it was for Joseph, Moses, Hannah, David, and countless others. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His goodness knows no bounds, and his love for you is immeasurable. Take heart, for your story is still being written. In moments of despair, hold on to the truth that God's goodness will shine through. Your trials will become testimonies, your pain will give way to praise, and your challenges will turn into channels of God's grace. Allow these stories to inspire you, to encourage you, and to remind you that God is always with you, working all things for your good. As we close this video, let this be your prayer. Lord, open my eyes to see your goodness in every situation. Strengthen my faith to trust in your promises. And when the time comes, give me the courage to testify of your greatness, so that others may see your light through my life. Thank you for joining us on this journey. May your heart be filled with peace, your spirit with hope, and your life with the undeniable evidence of God's goodness. Until next time, stay blessed and continue to shine his light.
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.